This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government completes 100 days. Focus centers on COVID-19 response and economic recovery. 31 people killed, 43 go missing across the nation following unseasonal rainfall. And at least 46 people killed in floods in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Now, the news in detail. The Kartik Snan, ritual bath, Akash Deep Dan, offering of sky lamps and special worship of Tulasi, holy basil, which begins on the full moon day for Ashwin Shukla Purnima every year, has started from today. There is a religious belief that from Ashwin Shukla Purnima to Kartik Shukla Purnima, special worship of Tulasi, including Kartik Snan, Akash Deep Dan, will bring good fortune and wealth. The sky lamp is dedicated to Lord Vishnu. There is a religious belief that from Ashwin Shukla Purnima to Kartik Shukla Purnima, bathing in Kartik and worshipping Tulasi at home will fulfill one's desires. It is believed that the special worship of Tulasi should be done before sunrise. According to a theologian and former chairman of Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, there is a religious belief that bathing in Kartik from Ashwin Shukla Purnima will free one from even greater sins. Today marks the completion of 100 days by the present government led by Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba. It was on July 13 that Nepali Congress President Deuba took charge as the head of the government. He had replaced CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli following the Supreme Court's order to appoint him as the Prime Minister of Nepal in accordance with the Article 76(5). Of the Constitution. It has been largely realized that the incumbent government has centered its focus on the public health issues and has created a foundation for development efforts and for the promotion of peace and good governance. Among those noticeable actions of the government during this period is its response to COVID-19 pandemic. The short-term target of COVID-19 inoculation campaign has already been met. The government had set a goal of vaccinating one-third of the target group by the end of mid-October, and the target is already met. Similarly, an initiative to provide risk allowance immediately to health workers deputed in frontline during coronavirus pandemic could also be taken positively. The government, through Common Minimum Program, has already unveiled a special package for the revival of the economy affected by coronavirus pandemic. The activities carried out by the government with limited resources and human resources in rescue of the people affected by landslide, flood and inundation, providing relief to them and reconstruction, execution of foreign policy based on national interest are its important programs. Similarly, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi have held telephonic conversation on Tuesday, during which they discussed on many aspects of Nepal-China relations as well as on topics related to trade and other partnership. In this way, the government of Nepal has adopted the policy of fostering a good neighborly relation with India and China. 31 people have so far lost their lives in natural disaster across the nation following incessant rainfall. Similarly, as per the latest details of the Home Ministry, 43 people of different districts have gone missing in the disaster, landslide, flood and inundation. According to Chief of Disaster Management Division of the Home Ministry, Humkala Pandey, 22 people were injured in such incidents of natural disaster. As per the details, 7 people were killed in Ilam, 6 in Pasthar, 7 in Doti, 6 in Dhankuta, 2 in Sunsari and 1 each in Kalikot and Dadildhura districts. Similarly, 43 people of different districts, including 6 in Humla, 23 in Bazang and 4 in Kailali, have gone missing in the landslide. A total of 700 people were rescued so far in various districts. 19 districts of the country have been affected due to landslide, flood and inundation. Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces have witnessed some improvement in weather as the rain-causing system has shifted towards eastern part of Nepal from yesterday night. Likewise, the flow of water in Saptakoshi River is increasing due to incessant rainfall. The Koshi Barrage Administration has stated that the flow of water, which has been increasing since yesterday, have reached 260,450 cusecs by 9 a.m. today. As the water level is rising, 42 out of 56 gates of Koshi Barrage have been opened. The Barrage Administration said Japa, Morang, Sunsari and Saptari districts have received heavy rains and more rains are in the forecast. It has also urged the people living in the coastal areas and the lower-lying areas to be on a high alert. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at a few places of Lumbini Province, Kodali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions and at few places of the western high mountainous region. The combined influence of the low pressure system in Bihar and around Uttar Pradesh of India and the westerly wind system is intact in Nepal. However, its influence has shifted towards east from the west. This weather system became active since October 17th, causing excessive rainfall in Kodali and Sudar Paschim provinces, and heavy rain in some places of the rest of the provinces. Meteorologist Samir Shrestha said this weather system has become weaker in Kodali and Sudar Paschim and shifted eastward from last night. He said there is a possibility of heavy rain in Province 1, 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki provinces today. Although the weather will start improving from Thursday, it will not be fully dry and there is still chance of heavy rainfall occurring at some places. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said presently the weather is fully cloudy in Province 1, 2 and Bagmati Province and generally to fully cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rainfall has occurred at some places of the Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. Similarly, there are chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the central and eastern parts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. At least 46 people have died in flash floods triggered by heavy rains in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. Experts say the Himalayan state, a popular tourist spot, is seeing the effects of both climate change and rampant construction. Floods have also ravaged the southern state of Kerala, where at least 26 people have died in recent days. According to data from India's weather department, both states have recorded excessive rainfall this year. But the weather officials have said there is likely to be a significant reduction in rainfall from Tuesday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government completes 100 days, focus centers on COVID-19 response and economic recovery. 31 people killed, 43 go missing across the nation following unseasonal rainfall, and at least 46 people killed in floods in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.